All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Today I'm going to be talking about Kyren Williams and why I think it doesn't have to be right this second, but I believe that the Rams would be best off to sign Kyren Williams back on an extension sooner than later. I don't think Blake Corum should just be your go-to and move on from Kyren. I'm going to explain why. We're going to get deep into this. This isn't just, oh yeah, I think that we should pay another running back. There's an actual reason behind this, and I hope people understand after I explain. Before we dive into it, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Be sure to follow me on all social media at JK Bogan. Check out this video and other videos you can get on audio podcast format. Check out the Discord if you haven't already. And check out today's sponsor, Prize Picks. You can get $50 instantly added to your account when you use my promo code JKBogan, and all you have to do is you just sign up on Prize Picks, you play a $5 lineup, and if you win or lose, doesn't matter, $50 instantly added to your account. Go and take advantage of that today using my code JKBogan. Now let's get started. So guys, the reason I bring this up is because David Montgomery was just signed to an extension before Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys, and I have all sorts of information that I'm going to use to back up my point, but I felt recently, for a while I've been thinking, at some point or another, Kyren Williams, who is, in my opinion, the second best running back in the National Football League, only behind Christian McCaffrey. I've been saying that repeatedly. I believe it. And I think the Rams are going to have to believe that, and they're going to have to sign him to an extension. So David Montgomery just got a two-year, $18.25 million extension in the middle of a three-year deal. Not in the middle, but at the end. He had another year left, so they extended him two more years on top of that. It's now worth, that three-year deal was worth $18 million when he first signed with the rival Lions. It's the sixth highest paid running back in the league. So David Montgomery now moves into sixth place, passes Ramondre Stevenson, Joe Mixon, former Lion DeAndre Swift, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, James Conner, list goes on, right? I think David Montgomery is a very good running back, but I think David Montgomery also backs up my point as to why Kyren Williams, it shouldn't just be, well, we have Blake Corum on the roster. First and foremost, let's talk about this. David Montgomery, in his 18 starts before this extension, he's 27 years old. He has 17 rushing touchdowns, not including the Dallas game because this is before the extension. 17 rushing touchdowns, 282 carries, 1,286 yards rushing, 211 yards receiving, a 4.56 yards per carry average, 104 points on the 104 total points scored out of 513 in that span, two fumbles, and altogether he has accumulated 20.27%. of the Lions scoring. So Montgomery is important. He accounts for 20% of the Lions scoring since he became a Lion. And more importantly, this is somebody that thrives because he's able to be a 1-2 punch with Jahmyr Gibbs. Do you see where I'm going with this? Everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people seem to make this out to be Kyren Williams or Blake Corum. It's either or. Well, it's not right now. And to be fair, Blake Corum, as much as I like the guy, has proven nothing in the NFL. He has a very limited sample size of carries. And to be fair, he hasn't really gotten an opportunity. But why are we so quick to push Kyren Williams out the door and not sign him to an extension while the Lions, who are clearly on a better track than the Rams right now, they're 4-1 or 5-1. The Rams are 1-4. So the Lions are on a better track, and yet they thought it was necessary to sign Montgomery and extend him for two more years. So he's going to be on the Lions for another 3 years. Why is it that they did that when they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, not in the third round like Blake Corum, the first round, a guy that has serious number one running back ability? Why is that? Well, it's not exclusive. See, here's the deal. Montgomery helps in a certain way, and Jahmyr Gibbs helps in a certain way. But even if it was the case with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, They got Blake Corum because he's very similar to Kyren Williams. Even if that was the case, okay? It doesn't make sense to say, well, they got Blake Corum. It's time to move on for Kyren. Last year, you know, his next year will be his last year. No. Do you know why you think that? If you do think that, you either A, don't realize how good Kyren Williams is. I'm going to explain how, not only how good he is, but how important he is, how much he matters to this offense, how much he's mattered since he became the starter week two of last season. Okay. And I'm going to also say number two here, point B, is that a lot of people haven't gotten over the Todd Gurley incident, right? Todd Gurley was signed. He has all sorts of knee issues and all of that, the arthritic knee, and boom, he's cut. They didn't get anything for Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley costs a lot of money. Here's the deal, okay? Christian McCaffrey is making $19 million a year. He is the highest paid running back. Alvin Kamara is making 15. Jonathan Taylor is making 14. Saquon Barkley is making 12.5. Josh Jacobs rounds out the top five, making 12,000 per, or 12,000, 12 million per year. So what am I getting at here? Well, do you think, because let's be honest here, Kyren Williams, being that he is 24 years old, he would be signing at age 25. So theoretically, you'd have to put him right around the same spot as, say, Jonathan Taylor, right? It's going to be in that 12 to 16 range, we'll say. 12 to 16 million a year. Is Kyren Williams really not worth that? You can say, well, he ran slow. He doesn't have breakaway speed. David Montgomery was slow. He ran in the 4.6s, doesn't have breakaway speed. But and he's 27, so he's 3 years older, and he just got a three-year deal worth $18 million. And in addition, or he got a three-year deal worth $18 million initially, then just got an extension on top of that, despite the fact Jahmyr Gibbs is there, and now he's the sixth highest paid running back. So here's the deal. I'm going to bring up the stats. Kyren Williams, okay? We talked about David Montgomery, but what about Kyren Williams? Well, this year alone, and I'm going to break down a lot of this, so get ready. This is one of those fat informational videos that hopefully you guys will like. So Kyren's 24 years old, will be 25 next year in August, and he has 25% of the total offensive yards for the Rams this year. He has 33% of their first downs and 70% of their touchdowns, okay? He's currently the 73rd highest paid running back in the NFL, and if you don't understand where that is, here are some names that are listed ahead of him, and I'm not kidding you when I say this. So right now, guys that are listed ahead of him, you have Ray Davis, you have Cam Akers. See, these guys are making more than Kyren Williams. That's just the reality of it. Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, pretty much every rookie running back, Jamichael Hasty. There's a lot of these guys that are making more than Kyren Williams. That's just the reality of it because Kyren Williams was drafted in the fifth round. So in terms, his rookie deal is an absolute steal, okay? Hell, even Jahmyr Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, 16th and 17th combined, you know, for highest paid. Miles Sanders was probably the worst running back contract, not even the starter there over in Carolina, and he is the 14th highest paid running back. You have Kyren Williams as the 73rd. Oh, it gets better. He started 16 games for the Rams. He scored touchdowns and he's had 16 rushing touchdowns. He's had four receiving touchdowns, 308 carries, 1,452 yards rushing, 275 yards receiving, a 4.71 yards per carry average. He scored 122 of the 390 points in that span. He has four fumbles and he has accounted for 31.28% of the Rams scoring. Meaning, we just talked about Montgomery getting the deal and his yards per carry average is lower than Kyren's. He's had more, obviously more games. So he has fewer yards than Kyren Williams in both receiving and the rushing aspect. Now he has fewer carries, 282. But the point being is that Kyren's simply been a better running back than David Montgomery. Montgomery is the sixth highest paid running back in the National Football League, despite the fact they already drafted a first round running back in Jahmyr Gibbs. He scored 108 of 4 points. Kyren scored 122. Kyra Williams is a very valuable asset to this team, and he is the engine. It's a reason why I chose that thumbnail. He is the engine to this offense. I've been saying it just like Todd Gurley was early on in Sean McVay's tenure. Kyra Williams is the engine of this offense. But wait a minute. I was told, well, you shouldn't care about running backs. They don't matter. You could put anyone back there. The previous starter, Cam Akers, in 30 games, okay, I'm not even going to take his starts. 30 games, I believe he had 16 starts, but 30 game sample size, he had 11 total touchdowns. So that's fewer than Kyron has had in 16 starts with the Rams. He had 360 carries, so that is 52 more than Kyron had so far with the Rams as a starter. And he had 1,443 rushing yards, which is fewer than Kyron had in 16 starts. And he had 25 fewer receiving yards. In addition to that, he averaged 4 yards per carry and only scored 66 points. Kyron Williams was a fifth-round pick. Cam Akers was a second-round pick. This is not just a dig on Cam Akers. I'm going to keep going here. How about Todd Gurley? You talk about those first 16 starts with the St. Louis Rams, and you talk about it, right? And then, of course, they moved to L.A. because he had, I think, quite a few starts in St. Louis, probably like 12 or 13. So I combined his first 16 starts of his career, which some bled into the L.A. season in 2016. But here's what I found. 16 starts for Todd Gurley. This is before, you know, obviously Sean McVay. 12 rushing touchdowns, 0 receiving touchdowns. This is the 10th overall pick that had fewer rushing touchdowns than Kyron. 305 carries, so Kyron actually carried the ball 3 more times than Todd Gurley. 1,313 rushing yards, Kyron has more. 241 yards receiving, Kyron has more. 4.3 yards per carry, Kyron's in the 4.7 range, which is a very, very good place to be. And he scored 72 of the Rams' 277 points in that span, 3 fumbles, and accounted for 26% of the Rams' scoring. Now, if you're keeping track, we have Todd Gurley in his first 16 games. He accounted for 26% of the Rams scoring. Kyron Williams has accounted for 31.28% of the Rams scoring in those 16 games that he started. And David Montgomery, as a starter for Detroit, he has accounted for 20.27% of Detroit scoring. So this is where it gets really interesting, because Todd Gurley, his first 16 starts with Sean McVay as his head coach, 16 starts, he had 13 rushing touchdowns, so fewer than Kyron Williams, 7 receiving touchdowns, fantastic, right? However, that's the same amount of touchdowns Kyron had in his first 16 games, you know, as the starter with Sean McVay. In addition to that, he had 299 carries, so fewer than Kyron Williams, believe it or not. You'd never expect that, but yeah, Kyron Williams has run the ball more than Todd Gurley did in his, you know, the beginning of Sean McVay's tenure. 1,413 rushing yards. Kyron had 1,452 in his first 16. Now, this is where it differs. Todd Gurley was used more as a receiving back, so you have to give him props there. 827 yards receiving. Kyron's only had 275 yards receiving. This is where it gets very fascinating. Todd Gurley, in those first 16 games, was becoming a superstar. Right before our eyes, we saw him in 2016 playing in a high school offense. That is what he called it. And you saw in 2017, this is a guy that, okay, he is going to be a problem. And we saw it 4.73 yards per carry. Keep in mind, you want 5 yards per carry. That's great. That is very, very good. But over the course of a season, 4.73 is very, very good. Well, guess what? Kyron Williams had a 4.71 yards per carry. So that's interesting, right? Well, this is even more interesting. Todd Gurley, in his first 16 starts with Sean McVay, scored 120 points of the 498 with the Rams. And Kyron Williams has scored 122 points of the 390 with the Rams. Of course, Kyron Williams has had 4 fumbles. Everyone freaks out about it. Todd Gurley had 5 fumbles in his first 16 games with Sean McVay. And while Todd Gurley felt like the life of the party, felt like the entire offense at times, and was truly the engine, he only accounted for 24% of the Rams scoring in those first 16 starts with McVay. So if you're doing the math again, 20.27% of scoring, David Montgomery, 24%. Todd Gurley with McVay in his first 16 games. His first 16 games as a starter, bleeding St. Louis and Los Angeles, the 2015 and 2016, a portion of the 2016 season, 26% of the Rams scoring. However, Kyron Williams has literally been 31.28% of the Rams scoring. And I told you that that is a big deal, but you probably didn't realize how big of a deal it was until I threw out the Todd Gurley stuff there. So what am I getting at? Well, I understand there is rhetoric out there. Running backs don't matter. But I am begging you to reconsider that notion. When it comes to Kyron Williams, it doesn't matter. You watch Isaiah Pacheco win a Super Bowl for the Kansas City Chiefs, or with the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't want to say four. He's a seventh round pick. Okay, Chris Carson was an absolute baller before he got hurt neck-wise. He was a stud, seventh round pick by the Seahawks, right? We've seen guys get drafted late. So if Kyron Williams was a first-round pick, the rhetoric is so different, and I think more people would give him opportunities. But it seems like still he's not appreciated nearly enough. What he means to this offense is literally everything. He's the best running back by far the Rams have had since Todd Gurley. I like Daryl Henderson. I liked Akers at times. I had issues with his vision, but he showed the ability towards the end of 2022. He had some big, some big games, especially the 171-yard game against the Patriots, where you're like, this guy can be a star. But Kyron Williams, since he's become the starter for this team, has been a model of consistency, both in the pass protection area of his game, which is a big reason why he was drafted, and as a running back. And more so, he's a guy that creates yards that aren't there. You saw when they went for it against the Bears, they had to have it on fourth down. I know they lost the game, but you saw firsthand, and we've seen it multiple times, even if the blocking isn't there, Kyron Williams is smart enough, he's quick enough to mentally process what's happening and go and attack the first down marker. He moves the chains. That is something that he does well. And furthermore, for an offense that has simply struggled in the red zone, he is their lifeline. He is 70% of the Rams' touchdowns this season. So, in conclusion, I understand running backs don't matter. You can just draft one. Ashton Jeanty is in this draft. Why don't you take him? You drafted Blake Corum. Blake Corum has proven nothing. And even if he was looking really good and he got the opportunity, David Montgomery and the Lions are telling you, you don't need to pick and choose. And again, the running back market isn't that crazy, guys. He's 24 years old. We'll sign at 25. You give him a four-year deal, whatever. Christian McCaffrey got a two-year deal, or he's got 2 years left. Alvin Kamara has 5 years left on his deal. The reality is, after Todd Gurley, everyone is so worried about Todd Gurley. They're so worried the Rams will never pay a running back again, so forth. I don't know. I'm here to tell you, I think there's a legitimate shot that Kyron Williams gets an extension, because he's not just a running back. He's not just the guy that you put in there, he runs fast, and when the C's part, he hits home runs. He's not just a guy who's a system guy. He's a guy when things break down, he can bail you out. He's a guy when you can't score in the red zone, you can have him punch it in at the goal line when no one else can. That is who he is. That is who he's continued to be, and he's only started 16 games, and we've now seen him in this sample size. We've seen there's a lot of tape on him. He's legit. We saw him this year, not a lot of blocking up front, so his yards per carry average is down, but we're seeing him. He's starting to get hot, so just wait until the Rams get guys like Jonah Jackson back. They get Steve Avila back. They get Joe Nopum back. They get healthier on the offensive line. They get Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua. The offense starts to move a little bit better, and Kyron Williams is going to have a lighter box up front to be able to run the football on. And then he's really going to start to come on. So look, Kyron Williams has been everything for this offense. This offense, despite having Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay combined, despite having a Puka Nacua last year and finding him, despite having Cooper Kupp, I just told you, in his 16 games, this offense has not been anywhere near as good as the offense with Todd Gurley. And Todd Gurley, during those 16 games, his first 16 with Sean McVay, that was almost 500 points. The Rams are almost 400 points with Kyren Williams. So just understand, it's now more apparent than ever that they need to bring back Kyren Williams. He is not a free agent after the season. He's a free agent after next season. But I think it's best to get the ball rolling now on an extension. You don't have to do it right now, but start getting those conversations going, because I'll tell you, it's going to go up. His value is going to continue to go up. And I'll tell you right now, this is the time to do it. And the reason I'm saying this, because I understand the whole Gurley thing, the market was reset. There was a market correction, if you will. After Le'Veon Bell and Todd Gurley, now you can get a running back like Saquon Barkley. And if you want to go with the route, okay, Kyren's had some injuries, Saquon had injuries, $12 million, because Saquon is making $12.5 million. If you want to go that route, fine. But that is not that bad. If you have a running back who has accounted for 70% of your touchdowns, who's scoring literally almost every game, he's averaging a touchdown per game, he's almost averaging 100 yards per game, he's a shoe-in to get the run game going, despite not having maybe the best up front if there's injuries, and you're balking at the idea of paying him $12 million, I just don't really get it. I don't. Yeah, running backs, they stop at 30. Well, you know who said, you know, there's people that say all the time running backs don't matter. Do you know who people were saying was done? Running backs don't matter, don't pay him. The wall is 30. Derrick Henry. Look at Derrick Henry in an offense that he clearly doesn't fit, but they're trying to make it work, and they have made it work. The Ravens. The Ravens are winning games because of Derrick Henry. The Cowboys balked at the idea of paying him. Instead, they brought back Ezekiel Elliott. You can sit here and say, oh, running backs are a dime a dozen, but I feel like they're really not. See, quite often, we watch a lot of tape or highlights, and you watch those guys in college, and you watch them run through wide open gaping holes, and you know they go for 50 yards. They got a lot of explosion. It's fun, right? And you get excited. You're like, oh, I want a guy with that. But then he gets to the NFL. It doesn't translate. Well, Kyren Williams has translated, so you don't want to let him go. So that is my thought, my rant, I guess. But also, I just wanted to give some knowledge to back it up. There have been years in the past that maybe running back wasn't as important. I mean, even during the Super Bowl season, the running back room, Sony Michel had some games, Daryl Henderson, even Cam Akers had some games. But the reality is they never really got anything going on the level of Kyren Williams. I just don't think you can afford to let him go. He means too much to your offense. And you're not showing me enough on your offense where I could even imagine a world without Kyren Williams. Yes, Blake Corum is talented. He might have his day in the sun, but I don't think I'd be rushing to move on from Kyren Williams even next year, regardless of what Blake Corum does. So take a look at the Lions. Look at what they did with David Montgomery. Kyren's a better running back. He hasn't been in the league that long. He's younger, 3 years younger. I'm just saying. But yeah, you guys let me know in the comments section below what you guys think. I gave you all the info I had on this. I did a lot of research and just wanted to be thorough. I mean, no shade when it comes to Todd Gurley. I love Todd Gurley, one of my all-time favorite players. But it is to the point where, yeah, Kyren Williams is literally more important to this offense than Todd Gurley was, arguably, to the Rams' early offense with Sean McVay. He is that important, because this offense goes anemic in the red zone. And this is a guy that at any point, you have a get out of jail free card. He's going to punch it in. So that's where it stands. Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Be sure to follow me on all social media. Check out Discord. Check out, you know, this video and other videos in podcast format. All audio podcasts. And yeah, that's going to do it. Special shout out to, of course, today's sponsor, PrizePicks, for sponsoring the video. And you can use promo code JKBogan to get $50 instantly when you play a $5 lineup. You guys take care. I'll see you guys soon. Later, folks. Do you love talking about the Rams, the NFL, or just want to be a part of a community? Join my free Discord server today. We're over 800 members. We got 24/7 live chat, a level 3 boosted server, the ability to call into JE Live, playing online games with us on Kick streams, toggleable alerts for when I go live on YouTube or Kick so you don't miss a live stream, and exclusive giveaways. Click the link in the description, the comments section, or the link that comes up in the video to learn more and join today.